You're tuned into Attic Jams with Sarah Rodriguez. No matter what your jam is, you can find it here.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Thank you.
Welcome back to Attic Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez. Joining me in the booth is Lucy Lambert. She was on the show about a year ago, and we're really happy to have her back. How are you doing, Lucy?
I'm doing great, Sarah. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm really excited you were able to come on because you're releasing a new album coming out. When did you say? In like the next couple weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, we have an album release set for the 23rd at Guild Info next month. So the full album will be released then. People can come and grab a CD. We've done a few singles come out already. I think the first one we did was in December. We released one of the tracks and we did another one in January. So, and then we have another one coming out on the 25th as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited for that show at Guild Info. I think that's going to be pretty great. So we have your next song coming up, Lullaby of Birdland, off your new album. What do you want to tell me about it? Like, is there anything that inspired the song?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of the tracks on the album are covers, interpretations of jazz songs that have a specific meaning to me or that I really love for different reasons. This one I actually learned because some of my friends were playing it a few years ago, just before the pandemic. I was like in Montreal and I was like bailed on a semester of art school because my friend Dusty, who's an incredible jazz musician, was in Seattle, and he's like, we're all gonna caravan like across the states with like this big crew of musicians, and like,
oh, yeah,
you just not freeze to death in Montreal and like come to Seattle and hang out with us. So I did that, which was a great decision. Then I went to Seattle and I was hanging out with him and some of my friends there, and that was one of the tunes they were playing a ton, so I kind of picked it up from them. And then the idea of the album, like my first album, is doing jazz accordion interpretations of the different tunes and kind of bringing my own spin on it with the instrumentation and everything. So I feel like I just kind of crystallized different songs that I've learned at different times in my life that had a specific meaning to me. And then we drove across the states to get to New Orleans. I think we were playing that tune a lot and a bunch of other songs. So it was part of important moments that kind of helped in my development as a musician, as an artist, I guess. So it's nice to record them and get to share them with people.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. And I did listen to the whole album this morning, and I thought it was just, honestly, and it does sound, I think it sounds quite different than your last album, Violet Drift, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, it does sound very different. There's something a little, I found it, like, it does sound like kind of a gypsy caravan, like, you know, almost like you're being taken through the album, like traveling down the road like you did on your road trip. And I think that, I think it's great. I think we're gonna play the song and then we're gonna come back, and I really want to hear about your last trip to New Orleans. So we're gonna give it a spin, and I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll catch you right after the next song.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be words to reveal in a phrase how I feel. And have you ever heard turtle doves bill and coo when in love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. There's a weepy old willow, she really knows how to cry. That's how I'll cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, then we'll go flying high in Birdland, up in the sky up above, because we're in love. Thank you. tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, then we'll go flying high in birdland, up in the sky, up above, because we're in love.
Welcome back to Attic Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, and joining me is Lucy Lambert. Hello.
Hi.
So you just heard a Lullaby of Birdland off of Lucy's new album, Caravan. Sorry,
Lost Caravan.
Lost Caravan. Thank you. And we were just talking about how it does sound very different from your last album. And I just wanted to know, you said there's new musicians on this album as well, right?
Yeah, well, my first album that I did in Montreal, we had a really incredible group of musicians, and I still love them all to death, but they're all still in Montreal. So
yeah.
I decided to move to Vancouver, but I was super fortunate to find this crew of musicians because they're all really, really talented. They're some of the best players in the city for sure, so it's definitely exciting to get to work with them. We have Noah Gottfried on the bass, Zeb Chomney on the electric guitar. That's kind of different, changes the sound from my first album, which had Louis Levesque was playing tenor banjo, which is the banjo trad is more found in like that really original old school New Orleans jazz, whereas changing the instrumentation, electric guitar is more of like a modern feeling. It has a more smooth jazz tone overall in this album. So
yeah, no, I love it. I was just saying that it sounds very like a really awesome dinner party that I'd want to be invited to.
Thanks.
Yeah. Also, so you just took a big road trip back down to New Orleans. And I know you got a little sidetracked along the way. You, like, stopped in some different places. But I just wanted to know how that road trip went for you.
It was amazing. You know, I feel like I learned so much from traveling because as an artist, I feel that, you know, it's really experiential. Learning is a huge part of my lifestyle. You know, I feel I'm an old soul and that the more places that I travel to, the more I'm gathering inspiration from the people I meet, the experiences that I have to put into my music, right? All of that goes in as an experience and it comes out in the art that I do. So for me traveling, I mean, at this point I travel pretty consistently for like 10 or 12 years on and off. I'll have a home base for a few months at a time, maybe record an album, do something else. But so this album is called Lost Caravan because it kind of represents that to me, that sense of like, music is one thing. I'll maybe stop somewhere, record an album, find a cool group of people, but I'm also on the road a lot, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. So where's, like, one of your favorite places that you traveled to, and how did it, like, inspire the music for this new album?
Yeah, well, I was in New York for 6 months last year, which was really cool. I got to go to Fashion Week there, and I got to model, and I got to check out all the jazz clubs, and meet all these incredible jazz players who are like very connected with the scene in New York and with the lineage of jazz in America. I feel like as a jazz musician, it's really important to go to the States because jazz is really American music. And going down to New Orleans is something I've done since I was like 20. And just the influence of the Black American culture on the music is a really important part. That's where the music comes from. And it's like the cultural history of going to New Orleans and really feeling all of the voodoo magic in the air and everything that's there. So I was in New York for 6 months and then I went down to New Orleans for the last 4 months, and both those places definitely like influence the music a lot. And I started playing jazz piano a lot when I was in New Orleans, which is exciting.
Oh, that's nice. And you're also doing an artist residency right now as well, right?
I am. Yeah, I'm doing an artist residency now at the CMC, which is more of a composition residency. That's at the Canadian Music Center downtown. So that'll be on my next album. It's going to be more original compositions, more songwriting, and fusing a lot of different styles of world music from places I've traveled to into a jazz piano album.
Well, that's really exciting, and I know the next song that we have coming up is Deuce Ambiance, and do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is another one from our new album. We have some really amazing players on that. John Nicholson's playing saxophone, Seb on guitar, and Kevin's on the drums. I'm playing jazz accordion. This one's from the Django Reinhardt repertoire, which is a repertoire of music that I really love and that I play a lot. And yeah, it's just a song that I've been playing since I was like 20 on the accordion. So I thought we should probably record it and do our own interpretation of it and put on the album.
Yeah, and I do love that that you do tend to like, you have like some beautiful covers and renditions of songs, but then you also have like some really lovely originals as well. And I like the way that you sprinkle them throughout, you know, each album.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, this is Douce Ambiance by Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift on 101.9 FM.
Thank you. shine so bright. The memory of their fading light that shines above our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. Exciting when I hold you in my arms, thrilled to the magic of your charms and you beside me here beneath the blue. Our dreams of love are coming true beneath our desert caravan. desert caravan.
That one, Caravan by Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift on 101.9 FM CITR. And joining me in the booth is Lucy Lambert herself. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really happy you were able to come on and hang out with me tonight and talk about this beautiful new album that, again, you're doing a kind of a release show at Guilt & Co. coming up.
Yeah, on April 23rd, we have an album release show.
Yeah, that's going to be sick. So if you guys can make it down, I would definitely recommend, because I'm sure it's going to be an amazing live show. Also, we've been listening to the album ongoing for like the last half an hour. And I just wanted to ask you, this album does sound quite different from your last. And I'm wondering like what your influences were for that.
Yeah, I mean, I always have a lot of influences. I listen to tons of different music, and I always have, and I've been really influenced by different jazz artists. I'd say that, like, Chet Baker really influenced this tone of the vocals on this one, Ella Fitzgerald, some of those other jazz artists. I'm also really inspired by folk and rap artists, but I'd say that I'm always kind of trying out different styles as an artist and as a musician. Sometimes I'll hear people's vocals and I'll kind of be interested in the way that they sing, but I also feel that the idea of like emulating artists specifically is something that I try not to do like too much of, you know what yeah. I mean? Because I feel especially as artists, like I re-record a lot of original songs that are original by other artists, right? But I feel the fact that I try to stay more true to my own sound and my own way of performing them is what makes them be original when I do them, right? So I don't try to get too into emulating any certain artist. And I just saw a nice quote by Bob Dylan the other day where he says, you know, if you want to sound like another artist, you shouldn't try to sound like what they end up sounding like. You should try to have the same, be exposed to the same things that that artist was exposed yeah. to. And then your work will start to sound more like their work. So I think that that's something that for me, like my biggest influences are always more in terms of like life experiences, like meeting people that inspire me, going on big road trips, accumulating information from driving all across the states and going to yeah. all these big American cities and stuff like that. And that I think that that's the most important thing is to have a life that like you kind of gain inspiration from. And then
you, sorry.
And then if you were going to try to emulate an artist, say, instead of trying to sound like them, maybe if they're really active in the scene in New York or really active in the scene in New Orleans, go to those places and then
totally.
let it come out as what it's like when you go there. You'll be influenced and it'll come out in your own way, right?
It's almost like method acting, like to a certain extent, you know? Well, we're not trying to like totally emulate them, but if you expose yourself to the, exactly like you said, the same things that they were exposed to, then there's got to be a little connection there where you can...
Yeah, yes. And then it becomes out more original also when you do it yourself that way too. Like say like you really like this artist, it's like, okay, well, where did they study? Or okay, they're self-taught, so then how did they get, what influences mm-hmm. did they have? So I mean, my influences definitely have come from going to New Orleans since I was like 20, being involved really in like the folk punk and jazz punk traveling scene where, you mm-hmm. know, maybe jazz accordion is like really happening in that scene, and then you go more into the jazz world and people are like, whoa, you're playing accordion, like what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
But that's kind of a cool crossover for me too, is really getting into jazz from having been more in like the folk scene, you know?
Totally.
And so you always kind of end up with this kind of unique hybrid of your own influences, your own life experience, if you just kind of stay true to what your own interests are, you know, as opposed to like specifically trying to emulate anyone.
Yeah, I think that's just such a beautiful thing. When you said that, it kind of inspired me to a certain extent, because I don't think I've ever really thought, I do that every once in a while. I go to a city and because of a book I read, I'll really want to go to this one place that was in the book. And I think I'm going to be a little bit more aware of that, you know, moving forward in my life after you said that. So I think that's a pretty beautiful and special thing. You know, bringing up sentimental moods. That's the next song that we're going to play off of Lost Caravan. And do you want to tell us a little bit about that before we put it on?
Yeah, I mean, this is the second track on the album. And yeah, I'm really happy with how this one turned out. Like I said, I would say that this album has like a way more contemporary jazz field and my first album, and I was really happy to get to work with the musicians that we got to record with. They're all really talented, and I'm excited that they want to work together on another album coming up. So we're going to be recording, going back into the studio probably this summer to do a new album that's going to be more focused on jazz piano, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
It's nice that I got to do a lot of jazz accordion, and then that kind of inadvertently turned me into a piano player, which is kind of funny because I didn't ever try to learn piano, but now I like can play piano really well because I studied jazz accordion for a long time. And so now I'm kind of focusing more on going in the direction of doing my piano studies. But I always like how it comes together with this kind of texture. Creating these songs like in a sentimental mood is a very, you know, it's a jazz standard. I think my favorite version is by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. They have just such a beautiful version of that tune. And obviously there's ones by Ella Fitzgerald or Chet Baker. Everyone kind of has their own interpretation. I feel like the accordion really kind of just brings it together in a kind of a lush texture and kind of adds an emotional texture into the jazz standards. That is what I was trying to do on this album, and
yeah,
I think it came together nicely. Yeah,
I think it really shows. So this is In a Sentimental Mood by Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift on 101.9 FM, UBC's community radio station. I hope you guys
In a sentimental mood, I can see the stars go through my room, and your loving attitude is like a thank you. such a dream to call you mine. And my heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing. Sentimental mood. I'm within a world so heavenly. For I never dreamt that you'd be loving.
Thank you.
That was Mood Indigo by Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift on 101.9 FM CITR. This is Attic Jams, and I'm Sarah Rodriguez. And it's a very special night because I'm live in the studio, and I have Lucy Lambert with me. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your new album, Lost Caravan. And the last song that you heard, that was actually off of your, it was the self-titled album, right?
Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift, first album we released in 2022.
Yeah, it's
in Montreal. Yeah, with my Montreal band.
Yeah, and so on the new album, so your Montreal band, I don't know if you want to give them a little shout out as well.
Yeah, I do, totally. They're such amazing musicians, and I was super lucky to get to work with them. We have Joe Abbott playing the clarinet on that one, and now he's local in Vancouver. He plays with Petunia and the Vipers. And then we had Juliette Malgrange, who's like an amazing cellist. She studied at McGill, who has an MFA from McGill, playing jazz cello, which is mm-hmm. like totally the soul sister of my jazz accordion like niche energy. So like jazz accordion and cello are always like really sound special together because they're both like melodic but also really bassy. Mm-hmm. And like rare to find in like jazz compositions a lot of the time. And then we had Louis Levesque on banjo and Tyler Parent on the bass. So it was a really fun project we got to do for my first big jazz recording project. Yeah.
And you definitely did like an awesome job on that album.
Thank you.
And then yeah, your last album that you just came out with, but you said you were working on that in Vancouver as well before you left on your big road trip to New Orleans, right?
Yeah, we recorded all of that before I left. So basically, I left Montreal, and it was just a bit too cold for me, and I was kind of done with mm-hmm. that first album after we did a big album launch and everything. And then we were performing, moving a bunch, and then I decided to move back to Vancouver after that, and then. Yeah, I found an amazing group of people to work with here, so we recorded a new album, and I was getting really into the fashion industry at the same time, and then I was invited to do Fashion Week in New York, so then after
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was so cool, and then obviously for the jazz scene in New York, I had already really aspired to go there, so when I got that opportunity, I was like, definitely wanted to do that. So we finished recording, and then I left basically just a couple months later to New York, and then ended up actually falling in love when I was in New York, and then my boyfriend was like, come live with me there. So then I wound up spending the next like 6 or 8 months in New York after that too, so that was really cool.
Yeah, that's super special.
And now it's nice to be back in the city though, because now we're releasing the album that we did before I left last year, mm-hmm. and so we can continue to play together and do another album with that band, because I really like the musicians I had on the second album. And we're excited to work together again, and we're excited to do an album release show at Guilt & Co. on April 23rd, so that's going to be really cool.
That's super exciting. I'm definitely going to go to the show, and if you guys want to check it out, I would highly recommend, because seeing that show live is going to be spectacular. There's also a few other shows that you have coming up as well, right?
Mm-hmm. We're playing on March 29th at the Heatley in Strathcona, which will be cool. And then we're also playing at the Sylvia Hotel on April
27th. Ooh, nice. Well, you guys should definitely go check out those shows. We have a few more songs by Lucy, and then we're going to have her back on for another little talk break. We'll chat a little bit more about the inspiration behind her album and even her old album as well. This next song is Lucy's rendition of Smoke Rings. And I hope you guys enjoy. You are tuned in to 101.9 FM CITR.
The smoke rings I blow each night. And what do? The circles of blue and white. And what do they tell? And what is the spell they cast? Though some of them fall, some seem to recall the past. to them rise away to the skies above. Oh, those smoke rings bring me back my love.
Thank you.
Drift, and joining me in the booth tonight is Lucy. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, so we just spent basically the last hour listening to Lucy's music. We listened to Lost Caravan, her latest album that's set to be released. When is that coming out? On the 23rd?
We have our next single coming out on March 25th, so that's going to be out on all platforms. The Lullaby of Birdland you heard tonight, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, if you look up Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift. And then we're having a full album release party at Guilt & Co. on the 23rd, so that's where people can come and grab a CD, and all the album will be out by then.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Well, thanks so much for coming on, and I hope to have you back soon. We can talk about more of your music. I wanted to ask you, so you said you're thinking of going back to school, eh?
Yeah, so now my next plan is to study jazz piano and pursue my studies and career more as a jazz pianist.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I probably will always play accordion and violin, and they're definitely like really special instruments, but I feel like I've gone more and more into the jazz world as I've pursued album production and performing in the last few years, and so I'm kind of just... like everything I'm doing on jazz accordion is already, I'm studying jazz piano as an accordionist, because that's like as you get progress at it, that's what I end up doing on the keyboard. So I've kind of wanted to aspire to study jazz piano for the last few years, and now I'm kind of, after my big road trip in the States, I'm feeling like it's a good time. So I'll probably be pursuing that in Vancouver, probably at BCC or at another music school here.
Yeah, well, that's really exciting. Again, I really appreciate you coming on the show. You're tuned into 101.9 FM CITR, and this is Attic Jams. I hope to have Lucy back soon, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday night, and I'll catch you next time.